Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Andy Goss is here. Andy is a great member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top money experts in the country and probably in the galaxy. And he publishes an outstanding newsletter, The World of Money. Now it's in, I don't know how many, third decade at least, I know. The Secret of Money is one of his books. Uncle Sam Cooks the Books is another one of his books. And I encourage you to go wherever he is, and you'll get smarter when you do. Andy, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So the president is taking a little bit of offense at the behavior and the actions of the Fed these days, isn't he?
He is indeed. You know,
is it really unprecedented? Some people call it unprecedented. It's not really unprecedented, is it?
No, it isn't. In fact, McChesney Martin, and I love Donald Trump, don't get me wrong, but McChesney Martin famously said that the Fed's job is to take away the punch bowl just when the party's getting good.
He was a Fed chairman back in the 50s, wasn't he?
That's right. And so this is what this Fed chairman is doing. What's he supposed to do? He just leave money so cheap that it's worth nothing? No, he's got to keep balance, walk a fine line. That's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a fight, no question about it. Because in my book, remember, 4 rate hikes this year.
Mm-hmm.
That means we've got one more left.
Right.
And 4 next year.
Well, you think 4 more next year? Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to – I didn't argue with the 4 this year, but I might push back on the 4 next year. I'm not sure the economy is – well, of course, what we're dealing with now is we have two imperatives. One is the imperative of the Fed's business, their model. They have to – they're supposed to control inflation and control the price structure and encourage employment. That's their two things, but the other imperative for them is having enough ammunition to do any of that, which they have not had.
Right.
And so that's the line they're walking. They're not so much. That's the challenge that Mr. Trump has right now, isn't it?
It is, and I saw new mortgage applications yesterday. Right, they were down 18-year low or something. And so, if the intent of the Fed is, of course, to cool the party down, well, right, they're certainly going to do it in a hurry if they keep mm-hmm. on this pace.
What do you think? What do you think is going to be the next shoe to drop on their actions?
You mean what their next move is?
We think they're probably not going to raise rates this week, right? But probably next month.
Probably next month. Yeah.
All right, next month. So if they go up another notch next month, what will be the markets? The financial landscape. What will be the first reaction to that? Will it be the stock market? What do you think?
Well, I saw the bond auctions last few days. They're not really excited. Where are we with the 30 now? 3.43 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think the effect is going to be negligible of this next rate increase. But for the entire market as a whole, the reality is sinking in that, you know, every quarter point increase raises our borrowing costs as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're paying about $1 billion a day now in interest on the national debt. And every quarter point is going to add, you know, $100 million.
That's where it gets scary. Because, see, the thing that we've just come through a really ironic period of time out here on Main Street. Andy, we came through a period. You see, small business owners live in a, when it comes to borrowing money, getting capital, most of the time they get it from a bank. And I say they live in a world called prime plus. Whatever we borrow, money we borrow from a bank, it's always prime plus. prime plus two, prime plus three, and of course the dreaded prime plus six. But and it depends on your credit, your credit rating and your performance, that kind of thing, your assets. But we've just come through a period of time where money has been cheaper than it's ever been in our lives, but yet nobody was borrowing money because the economy wasn't growing. And so now the economy's growing a little bit, but even so, Andy, prime plus three, with prime is three, and if the average small business owner pays three over prime, that's still just six and a half. We can deal with that. We can make a living with that kind of money.
That's right. Yeah, we can.
Out on Main Street, we're not upset about this.
That's right. But the federal government, which our last president decided that the best way to make himself look good was to put the mortgage on your credit card.
And double the debt. Double the national debt.
Well, the doubling of the debt is bad enough, but then financing it all in the 2 to 5 year window.
Right.
As I pointed out when we talked about this a couple of years ago, 60% of the national debt is due and payable in President Trump's first term.
Wow.
So their borrowing needs, the Treasury funding needs are mind-boggling. And unless the Fed adds to the money supply, there's not going to be any left for anyone else to borrow.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not a pretty picture.
Well, is there and
inflation,
this is,
of course?
Well, that's what I want you to I want to, the way I want to move our conversation, and we'll continue it in the next segment too. Is what are the shoes that could drop over all of this, over, you know, if the Fed continues their rate hike logic, their actions. You mentioned a minute ago that it's, you know, every quarter point is a big expense for the government. But you know, what are some other things that we'll see? What are some other indicators?
Okay, we'll definitely, you want to do
go
that
ahead.
When we come
give
back?
Me a, give me a quick one. Give me a quick one right now.
A quick one is that the margin debt, which accounts for a lot of the stock market's volume, it just suddenly dissipates. Folks decide, well, if we're going to be stay on this glide path, then I'm selling my stocks. And a great many of them won't have any choice. So that could very well drive the stock market a lot lower than it is right now.
And see, that's what small business Main Street does worry about. Andy, not because we care whether the big traders make money or not, but we also know that as the stock market goes, so goes the economy sometimes, even in a perverse way, which I'll explain again a little bit more when we come back. Andy Goss is with us, folks. It's our Fed Watch show. We're talking about what the Fed's going to do with interest rates and how that's going to impact you and me and our small businesses. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.